Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, there's really two health-related stories across the broadsheets today. We're going to start with the Irish Examiner, and it's in reaction to Leo Varadkar's comments and calling for the consultants and nurses not to take annual leave over the Christmas period. Now the Health Minister has actually rode in on this story as well. In the paper today, Harris, medics should cancel holidays. That's the headline in the Examiner this morning. Simon Harris now has actually waded in on this row over the Christmas leave period, and he said that the Taoiseach was right to call on hospital staff to cancel holidays over the festive season. This, of course, war of words escalated. Simon Harris said that Leo Varadkar was entirely correct. However, he shifted responsibility, though, from implementing the measures to the HSE, saying that it's actually hospital management that's charged with ensuring that this takes place. And Leo Varadkar, though, specifically referred, and we talked about that piece right across much of the broadsheets yesterday, to the nurses and hospital consultants, particularly emergency medicine consultants, he highlighted, in his call to try and curtail leave. He also doubled down on his comments yesterday as well, on the day when basically nearly 600 patients were actually waiting on hospital trolleys at hospitals right across the country. Do let us know, do you agree with Simon Harris, the Health Minister, on that? Is it a case that it's more about the senior managers in the hospitals, that they're the people who should be in over the festive season? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at Breakfast NT. In the Irish Independent and the Irish Times this morning, they're actually leading with a court health story today. Their headlines: hiring of doctors defective, says judge. And also the headline in the Indo this morning: dangerous doctors being hired by HSE, a judge warns. This story is after a leading judge warned that people with little knowledge of the basics of medicine are being allowed to work in hospitals here due to defective recruitment in the health service executive. The High Court President, Mr Justice Peter Kelly, warned starkly of the obvious danger to patients as doctors lacking basic skills are being employed. And the judge said that he'll now contact the Health Minister Simon Harris and the head of the HSE over the alarming concerns about recruitment of medical staff. And he made these comments in the case of a junior doctor in a maternity unit who was suspended from practicing by the High Court. And other doctors had raised serious concerns within days of this employee starting work that they'd lacked basic medical competency and was also a danger to patients. And this emerged, of course, yesterday, and those further details in the Independent and also in the Irish Times this morning. A different story in the front of the Times Ireland edition today. Their headline: Trump points to second term. He's dominating the news anyway from 6 o'clock today. Donald Trump immediately set his sights on re-election in 2020 yesterday. Of course, he claimed to have defied history by making gains in the US midterm elections, even as his party actually lost control of one chamber of Congress. But he's also asked Mike Pence, the vice president, to be his running mate again. And Mr Pence has agreed during that press conference, which was at times really heated yesterday for a variety of different reasons. And we heard as well from that incident too with Jim Acosta, a CNN reporter, during that White House press conference yesterday. To the tabloids in the Herald this morning: alleged threats to kill Garda. A Hero Garda's murder used in threat to raid cops, a court told. You'll get the same as Adrian. That's the headline in the front of the Herald this morning. Also in the Star, a picture exclusive this morning: heartless mum who let a dad rape me. Jennifer Berry, who waived her right to anonymity, speaking out after her father was just this week jailed for 10 years for raping her over a decade. In the Sun this morning: crime exclusive, psycho killer. Their headline today as well: Ken murder, butcher's bomb factory busted. Also in the Mirror this morning, they have a different story on entertainment. Saturday's Star on Split: Una, I'll be pals with love cheat hubby. Singer reveals hope for future after his boozy fling, is the headline there. And also in the Irish Daily Mail this morning, it's an interesting story that emerged yesterday from the Irish Heart Foundation. The headline: ban junk food ads aimed at our kids. We want to know what you think of that this morning. Should there be a complete ban on junk food advertisers and advertisements targeting kids in a need to try and avoid or to reduce obesity levels in Ireland. 53106 at a cost up 30 cents. Two other stories just to flag with you as well this morning. River Island is going to remove plus size clothing from stores a year and a half after it launched its plus size range in store and online. River Island has taken the decision to remove the collection from its bricks and mortar stores and also to make the River Island Plus available online as well. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Still to come, a new report shows 4 out of 10 people are not protected by a standard or permanent employment contract. We'll be asking what can be done.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.